So, kind of had one of those mornings where the intro to the homily sort of brought itself about. I had to pivot, so I had Latin Mass this morning, and unlike Mass in the ordinary form, the priest is the one who starts the Gloria. Well, it's been a difficult couple of months for me. There's a lot that I've just been grieving and working through, and I admit that some of those things were on my mind. I was bringing them to the Lord at the beginning of the Mass, and so I get to the place where I'm supposed to do the opening prayer, and I realize I skipped the Gloria. So I had to stop, go back over to the center of the altar, and start the Gloria up, and then continue from there. And I went, how appropriate. Right, that how easy it is in the midst of all of the things that we can carry and deal with to forget that. To forget the call to praise, to give glory to God, to love Him, to turn to receive joy. And it lines up beautifully with what's here in this very, very powerful gospel. They have no wine. And it's important, you've probably, the times that I've reflected on this, heard me note that this isn't just a connection to wine that reminds us of our Lord's sacrifice, of the Eucharist, but that there is this reality that wine is representative of divine life, of joy. This is true in the Old Testament. This is true in other Middle Eastern, just cultural context. They have no wine. And we see one of these classic moments of Jesus where he seems to sort of rebuff the concern at first. How does your concern affect me? This is not about my hour. And look at where the water that becomes wine is drawn from. It isn't drawn from the vessels that have already been used. It's not even drawn from normal water jars. It's from an unexpected place. These ceremonial washing jars. The things meant to get rid of stuff, not to add to it. But it's there that Jesus turns his attention, turns our attention. Places where we are apt to want to ignore, to turn away from, to not deal with. He says, no, right there. And we know the story, so we can gloss over maybe the emotions that are there in the midst of it. But imagine being the server and being told to do all of this stuff. Okay, I want you to put water into these jars. Just a minute, what we're out of is wine, not water. Now I want you to draw it and I want you to make the long walk over to your boss and give it to him. Can you imagine the pit in the stomach, the anxiety, the uncertainty that's there in doing that? I think we probably all can. Because there are moments where we hear Our Lady say to us, do whatever he tells you. Yeah, okay, but what about? Yeah, I'm afraid, though, of what this is going to be. And maybe we remember all the times that we have been let down before, all the times that all that was left to us was the water in the jar. Or maybe we have that chronic fear of the future. Nothing good can come to me. And maybe that's because we have shame. Nothing good can come to me because I'm not worth it. Nothing good can come to me because I've sinned. And so this is the dynamic for us in our spiritual lives. Because as I was having to pivot my homily in my mind, going, well, you skipped the Gloria for a substantial chunk of the Mass, Father, like, you got to kind of address that. I thought of the walk that that server had to make to the head waiter to go, no, we're not skipping the Gloria, just so that I won't be embarrassed. We're going to choose to rejoice, to praise the Lord. We have to go to the jars of water that are in our lives, the places that we do not think are the Lord's territory or that He can do anything with. And that's a hard walk. We have to remember the Gloria. So what is that in each of our lives? We've probably had one or two or three or 30 things pop up going, I'm really afraid of letting Jesus have this because I'm afraid He's going to let me down, that I'm going to be embarrassed, that I'm going to be left with washing water. And we see what He does. You've kept the good wine until now. You've kept the good wine until now. That it isn't an experience just of, okay, we're gonna get by. Here's a little wine to tide you over. The new wine is the best. Boy, what an act of faith that is. And what's sort of unstated in this story is that somebody had to have faith in this. We know Mary is the one who asks her son, but who talked to her? She doesn't own a vineyard. She's not connected. We don't know. Was it part of the family? Was it part of the wait staff? Somebody knew her and Jesus enough to trust them and say, whatever is here is going to be enough to save our bacon. And Jesus does more than that. Saved the good wine until now. And even more wonderfully, right at the end, we hear St. John say that this is the beginning of Jesus' signs at Cana in Galilee, and so it reveals His glory and His disciples begin to believe in Him. Miracles are not about themselves. We as human beings in our simplicity tend to get kind of hung up on that. Isn't that neat? Look at what happened. But it's actually a lot easier for God to turn water into wine than it is to turn us into saints. And so what we see is the change of heart, that by the experience of the divine life, the disciples are made more. The process of becoming the good wine begins in them. And so it begins in us as well. So as we draw close to Jesus, maybe our walk up the aisle is that experience of the walk of the server to the head waiter. Maybe it's the family member or the member of the wait staff who went to Mary. Maybe it's the simple confidence of Mary who approaches her son in all mystery, knowing that all things will be well. Whatever it is, we accept Mary's order, do whatever He tells you. And then, in doing that, we wait. We wait with that confidence. We wait with the feeling of foolishness. We wait trusting that whatever looks like water not even fit for drinking, through the heart of God's own divine life that is turned to us in love and in goodness, will transform whatever that is, and more importantly, us, into the good wine, will give us a share in his divine life. So as we continue with Mass, may we ask Our Lady to pray for us. May we ask the disciples to pray for us. And may we bring Jesus whatever the water is that he asks for, and have faith that he will delight us with the good wine that he has saved for now.